Today we'll be doing the 33rd paragraph in the second mamar. Hayotze midvareinu eila. What emerges from these words? Shekemoshe hu yisbarach lo yasiguhu masigei haguf. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any physical terminology, there's nothing physical about him. Kein gam kol nitzos min kedushas oro yisbarach. So too the sparks that emanate from his holiness, from his light. Af hanimshach v'nitzdam tzemim lanu uvkirbeinu. And even those sparks that are drawn to us, that are an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzimtzum, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracting his essence into us. There's no way to comprehend that on an intellectual level. Because all our intellect can handle is the notion that there is a concept called spirituality, that there is a concept called holiness. But to actually pinpoint and precisely define what that holiness is, to be able to see it and to be able to fully understand it, is beyond our comprehension. Only when our nefesh awakens, and only when the component, the aspect of us being b'nei neviim, wakes up, are we able to catch a glimpse of that spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. We have to prepare ourselves to enable that Ruach HaKodesh, to enable that spirit of the B'nei HaNevi'im to enter us and to envelop us. And our entire essence we have to subjugate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to purify. And the way we purify the guf is by distancing ourselves from Averos and from Evke Averos, or the dust of Averos, like the Gemara describes Avak Ribis or Avak Lashon Hara, things that smack of Averos we have to distance ourselves from as well. Uvekiyum HaMitzos Befal, and of course also fulfilling Mitzos actively. Halev Ba'avodas HaMidos V'kol HaTorah Usfila, the heart is awoken through enhancing our Midos, through learning Torah, through Tfila. V'hamoach B'machshavos Kedoshos V'iyun HaTorah, and our brain by having holy thoughts and by delving into the Torah. This is what the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim means when it says that we have to know the God of our fathers and we must serve Him. Only through serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu are we able to catch even a slight glimpse of His essence and to be able to understand who He is or what He is. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 34th paragraph tomorrow.